It's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
What a week. A lead-foot legislator, bad polls for Governor Ducey for re-election, and the president has stepped in it again. Joining us now is the former governor of Arizona and Mac and Gatos political insider, Jan Brewer. Governor, how are you today?
Well, I was fine until you mentioned the subject.
I don't blame you, Governor.
Oh, it's overwhelming, you know. We all need to go have a Diet Coke and pet a kitten.
That's right. We all need to pet a kitten. You know what I put on Facebook last night? I put a picture of a kitten.
That is so good. Something for humanity's sake.
That's right. Cute kittens, no politics. The world is good again.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to look at your kitten picture when I get off.
All right. Make sure you like it.
I will.
Click the like button.
Okay. I will.
All right.
All right, let's actually try to do an interview here instead of liking each other's Facebook posts.
It's so much more easier and comforting to talk about kittens.
Well, you're right about that, Governor, that's for sure.
That is right.
Oh.
We've got some crazy news out there. Let's start locally. A lot of talk about this Arizona State Representative Paul Mosley.
Mm.
Now, he's a Republican now, Governor. He's a Republican, and he's got a lead foot. He's been pulled over like five or six times. He bragged at the police about doing 140. A report yesterday came out that he doesn't talk to women in the workplace with much respect. Let's start with the lead foot. He gets off because of this immunity. Does this immunity of, oh, I'm a legislator, I get to get away with having a ticket
in session,
should this be done away with completely for all legislators?
Well, you know, it was implemented, legislative immunity, way back when, I think, that people were arresting people so they couldn't go in and vote, you know, when Arizona was the Wild West.
Hmm.
But I don't know if it's a necessity today. That probably would not happen. However, votes are needed, but this is something that the legislature would have to change unless we got people out there with a ballot initiative and signed it. But over the years, the last, probably 50 years, you know, this always becomes a subject matter because there always seems to be somebody out there that wants to flaunt their power, I guess, is what it is. I know that when I was in the legislature for 14 years, you know, we had little signs that said, you know, state senator, or state representative, so-and-so, and lots of people used to put those on their cars. I never put it on my car. I didn't want anybody to know if I was traveling, you know, rudely or quickly. You just make yourself a target, I would think. And if there's people that don't like you, then, you know, they pick on you.
Right.
It's kind of like an ego thing, I think. How can you explain something in the comments that he made? I understand that Representative Mosley did apologize, but you would have thought that after one time he would have apologized and remembered not to behave in that manner. You know, our elected officials are not above the law. Our elected officials are no better than yourself or your neighbors or your friends or even your enemies.
Right.
And we have a decorum that we should stand by. And unfortunately, this incident has happened. And, you know, I guess the voters will decide.
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer joins us every Wednesday. Did you ever use this legislative immunity to get out of a ticket?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I knew it. You wouldn't do that, Governor. I knew
it. I would
it.
Not. I wouldn't want to. First of all,
I won the bet with Mac. Mac said you did, and I said no, not my Governor.
Well, you know, I had the opportunity, and it could have been reported that I did, but I did not, and that's on
Amen.
My mother's grave. I
Amen.
Did not.
All right.
Did you ever say, do you know who I am?
No.
Not even as governor?
Never.
Hey, do you know who I am? I deserve a table at this restaurant.
You know, and I will admit that I have probably driven faster than I should have. My husband used to tease me. We had a house down in Mexico at the beach, and we used to drive back, and I would drive, and my husband would say to me, he says, you know what? He says, you better look in your rearview mirror. Your friends will be following you. You know, that would blow me down. You know, we all sometimes get carried away out there on those open spaces. I know that. But, you know, we ought not to do that. We ought to obey the law. And especially as lawmakers, we ought to obey the law.
Former governor of Arizona, Mack and Gatos political insider Jan Brewer joins us, as she does about once a week or so. We just started doing a tally of all the weird stories coming out of the state capitol. Do you remember a time when there's been so many weird lawmakers, like, you know, Don Shooter gets booted, he gets kicked out. You also have the, what was his name, Stringer, who said up north that there's not enough white kids to go around. Then you've got Representative Kelly Townsend. She wants to sue teachers for walking out during Red for Ed. And then you've got Paul Mosley, who brags about speeding. I mean, when you were back in the legislature, was it this chaotic? Did the Speaker of the House just tear his hair out?
I don't remember it being as crazy as all of this that's going on. It's, and you even forgot a few that are going through my head that we could throw in that basket also. It's outrageous. It really, really is. And everybody needs to take a deep breath and understand that they are representing an institution of our great state. And this behavior has got to cease and desist. It's got to stop. We had some, you know, couple times, maybe once or twice or three times that were devastating to the body. And, you know, everybody remembers, you know, ASCAM and a couple of other things that took place. But it's like every day we wake up, there's another issue that we're facing and trying to wonder, what are they thinking? And then, of course, we think, well, it hasn't been reported correctly, you know? And then the more you read, the more you watch. And, you know, it just is like a three-ring circus. But it has got to stop. And I hope the leadership and both houses will have a serious talk with everybody that they've got a reputation to maintain, and that's what we, the voters, expect.
Former governor of Arizona, Mack and Gatos political insider Jan Brewer is talking to us, as she does about once a week. Two polls have come out recently saying Governor Doug Ducey is slightly behind, or it's a toss-up behind Democrat David Garcia. Can you explain that? We thought Ducey should be well ahead of anybody else.
Well, you know, the polls are polls. The real poll, of course, is on election day. And we know that voter turnout, usually we can kind of predict what's going to happen with that. But I think today we don't really know what that voter turnout is going to be. But we know that in a gubernatorial race, the voter turnout is less. We know that the Democrats, being a Republican, are out there and they're working very hard, as are the Republicans. But there's so much controversy out there. You know, how are you supposed to explain it? But at this time of the race, I don't think there's too much to worry about, other than to go out there and take your message and talk to the voters. And, you know, the next few weeks we'll start seeing probably so many ads that we will be eating too much food at break time.
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer with us every Wednesday. Let's turn to President Donald Trump. So, When you saw the press conference with Trump standing up there with Putin and Trump saying that he basically believes Putin over his own intelligence agencies when it comes to the meddling that Russia did in the election, most everyone on both sides of the aisle were pretty floored by this. What did you make of it when you saw it? Were you surprised the president said it? Did you agree? Did you disagree?
No, I was very surprised. It was a bad error that he made by saying that. We all know that Vladimir Putin is evil. He's a ghoul. He is not our friend. And he will do everything and anything that he could possibly do to infiltrate our democracy. And he is awful. I mean, just absolutely awful. I was pleased to see that the president did apologize and corrected his remark. And, you know, the media simply just will not let that go. But certainly no one can believe that he believes that Putin has not meddled in our election system. You know, it's pretty concrete in my mind that they have. And, you know, he and the administration has continually said that they have continually worked on the cybersecurity of all of this. And they're working with the secretaries of state across the country to ensure that this is halted and stopped. And for that, I'm very, very grateful. It's a disastrous thing that we have found out about. And I will mention it, you know, it didn't happen under President Trump's watch. It did happen under prior administration when it took place. But certainly am disappointed with that taking place, and hopefully that they are on track to reverse it and stop it and get this all under control. Let me say, in President Trump's defense, you know, he's been tough on Russia, regardless of what everybody, some people in the media want to say. I mean, he has done so many different things that were to be admired, in the sanctions against Russia, the sanctions against them for the meddling, the sanctions against killing the people in England. Sanctions against Syria and Crimea.
But it seems one-on-one. It seems one-on-one. He doesn't stand up to Putin when they're in the same room. And do you really believe that he misspoke? You don't think he was speaking from the heart when he said, you know, I
don't believe the U.S. intelligence. I believe this man next to me.
You think he misspoke? You think he misspoke?
I that is what he said, and that's what I want to believe. That's what I want to believe. Mm. And if he didn't, then he realized it was the wrong thing to say. You know, sometimes when you're under pressure, regardless of who you are, you use verbs or adjectives that sometimes aren't the correct ones, and the word, you know, your mouth moves faster than your brain.
Yeah.
I will give him the benefit of the doubt that he has been tough. He has been tough on Russia. I do agree, that it's good that we have a dialogue going on. But, you know, I wish that he would treat Putin in a straightforward fashion, you know, tell him like it is, and that we're not going to be used and abused, and we are not going to let him get in front of us in any manner, shape, or form. I mean, the guy is dangerous.
Former governor and the Mac and Gatos political insider, Jan Brewer. She joins us once a week. Governor Brewer, have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. Keep looking for those kitten pictures.
Well, I'm going to go to your Facebook page right now, and I'm going to look at the kitten because it's warm and fuzzy. It's going to make me feel good because this wasn't a real happy interview today.
That wasn't our fault.
Thanks, Governor.
Thanks.
It's the news content.
Yeah, right.
It's the news that's out
right
there.
I don't like this interview.
All right, Governor Jan Brewer, every Wednesday at 3:05.